This music is all for you. We're talking to Valerie Stevens. She is a griot, a storyteller, vocalist, and actress. She brings high energy to the stage, and she'll bring high energy into the studio next week here on 90.5 WICN.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Charts with Nina. You know, she chooses different ways of singing the same song.
Sure.
I learned that when I started doing it. I sent you charts for 5 songs.
Okay.
4 women, of course. Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. I sent Baby Just Cares About Me, Mississippi Goddamn, and I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Those nice. Are the songs I sent you. I think they're basic Nina songs, you know. My Baby Just Cares For Me, she also includes in the solo a Bach-esque approach.
Oh.
Bach runs, yeah. So that's why I decided to do it and talk about her love for Bach. So in selecting these pieces, it talks about Nina's commitment to the politic of our time. And she felt that it was an artist's duty to report the time.
Yeah.
Also for women, which is one of my favorites. And that's it. That's
and it's so apropos, right? I mean, the music is timeless and the issues of life.
The beauty and the beast of her work.
Oh, I love that. The beauty and the beast.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's beautiful, but it's still very applicable. And that is not necessarily fortunate, you know?
Yeah.
Goddamn can fit. Now, just change the state. What you want, you know? Mm. So anyway, don't get me started talking about Nina. Because I'll talk about
it. We're going to save that for the live.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk about some Nina. I really love her from the first time I've seen her. I've seen her live twice.
Mm, wow. So you're channeling Nina is really from real life experience, having seen her, huh?
Oh,
Where'd you catch her? Like, what venues? Where were you? What city?
I went to UMass Amherst. Remember, I am not a baby. So... And my freshman year in college completely changed my mind. And a part of that, UMass Amherst brought her there. And she performed there in February. And I didn't really know her work then. I mean, I was like, I had just turned 18. And so that was the first time I really heard her work. Mm-hmm. And just blown away by her stage presence as well. She was a little scary.
Oh.
She was.
Okay.
Some child fell asleep in the front row. I felt so bad for that child. She called him out.
Okay.
Yeah. This is no joke. And then I saw her the last time she came to Boston. It was an outside concert. I saw her then. By then, I had just started singing her work. I've been singing for 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's my connection.
Well, I couldn't wait to find an opportunity to get you performing Nina, doing your thing, because I know I've seen you in other iterations, other venues, advertised or, you know, promoted, posted, and yet have not had a chance to get there. Like, I see it. Yeah, you see things with social media, things in passing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of been one of those, I always say, manifest. I remember seeing you on stage for BAMFest. It was one of their, like, warm-up salon concerts.
Yeah. Catherine is a very good friend of mine. Catherine Morris started BAMFest. She's also my mentor.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. When I decided I was playing around with Nina Simone in hip-hop, I'm not a hip-hop person. I went to Catherine. I said, what's hip-hop? And she said, Valerie, it's just, you know, speaking your truth, speaking what you know. I said, oh, okay. I've been doing that for a long time. So I went and put together Nina Simone in Hip Hop, changed some stuff, hired a poet, Art Collins, who's amazing. And we did pieces together, spoken word and music. And that's how Nina Simone in Hip Hop came.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, Kat is phenomenal. She's beautiful.
She's a wonderful woman.
And she envisioned BAMS Fest and made it happen, you know.
Right.
And it's been going on and on, growing and all the things.
Yeah.
She's doing her thing. And, of course, Simply Whitney, who's going to be with us in studio that day, you know.
So I remember when she started. You know, at jam sessions down at Slade's, like I'm going tonight.
Uh-huh.
I started singing and learning to sing from jam sessions.
Just getting up in open mic.
Yep. And the musicians taught me certain things. There's other things I don't know. But one of the most important things I learned is, surround yourself with good people who will support you. And that's across the board. But in music, yeah. So the musicians would teach me. I've had different music directors. They know my style and they're willing to jump out there with me as I create, which is good. But jam. And so that's how I met Simply Whitney at a jam session. And she's done a Nina show with me as well. I created a piece called Four Women and brought in three other vocalists. And we did Nina Simone's song.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's the one I remember. It was, I think, Amazing Things in Framingham. So,
Wow, you really do. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
that's I remember that, and I didn't get there, but I do remember seeing that it was coming. And personally, my entree into your vocals and Simply Whitney was that Slade. And whenever I think of you, it's phenomenal. You do your whole
Okay.
phenomenal.
Okay.
That's your
Yeah.
signature. For
Yeah.
me, I hear that word and I think of Valerie Stevens because you do this whole thing with
That's
being a phenomenal woman. It's amazing
it's from
to
my
me.
theater background. That's how I started out in here as an actor. And I still do it. I started as an actor. I was pushed on stage again my freshman year. I was introduced to theater and Nina Simone my freshman year at UMass Amherst.
Wow.
And I'm still in contact with my professor who put me on stage as an actor. But I'm from a time, and I tell folks this, from a time of the Last Poets and Gil Scott-Heron, where there was spoken word and music. And so that's how I sort of came to this. I would take poetry and I would hire a vocalist to sing the song, and I'd do the poetry. And it reached a point where I couldn't always hire a vocalist, so I decided to become one. And that's how I became a vocalist. And Phenomenal Woman and Fever is the second piece I created. I had about seven pieces at that time. These pieces are like 30 years old, but they still work.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it,
Yeah, they still work.
the way music is so timeless.
And transformative.
Thank you.
We've created change in this country with music by singing songs and marching. There's a rhythm that helps us move forward. Yeah. My mom was a community organizer, so I ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. It says, oh, that's church and marching. Those songs. So, yeah. So, basically,
Wow.
that's it. That's who I am, and yeah. I took last year off. I was burnt out.
Okay, so that's
I
good.
had to. When you wake up and say, I hope the gig gets canceled, you got to walk away.
Well, that's smart.
You don't make a whole lot of money at this. 1% does. All right, fine. 5% does. But the rest of us, we don't make a lot of money at this. And if you don't enjoy it, walk away. There is a lot of energy and time.
When it's from the heart too. Take a toll.
Yeah, this past February was my first time back full time.
I saw your post out
Yeah.
on social media with
I'm
that note.
good. I'm happy again. I'm feeling ready to create again. I'm excited about the work again and storytelling and, dealing with kids. And I met a group of second grade intellectuals and I'm enjoying that. Oh, yeah. Second graders were talking about what is culture. I'm like, and they ran it down. How you get together is about food and things. I'm like, I told them I didn't even know or use the word culture until I was in college.
Don't you love it? I know these babies.
love
No.
talking as story. I just did one yesterday. Babies breaking down stuff. I'm like, handle it, y'all. Handle it. Oh, and
I
that's
totally agree.
I'm awake.
You got a gig on Wednesday,
The 19th.
the 19th.
No, we had to postpone it. We just talked about
Oh,
it.
you're gonna
It's
postpone it.
pushing because one of the things that's happening and is very interesting, it's getting harder to get people out coming off of a pandemic and the politic of our time.
Yes.
Nobody's really talking about it, but folks are depressed.
Yes, it's so
This is,
true. That's a good point.
yeah, and so Gordon Michaels, who's producing that one, Nina Simone and Etta James, really wasn't get the sales, and he felt really bad going to this guy, and the owner of the tavern said, don't worry about it. He said, everybody's suffering right now in the business, just getting people out. So we're going to do it in April 24th
Okay. April
for
24. Okay.
Women's Health Month.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, cancer. Yeah, so we're going to switch it to that.
Okay, that worked. Well,
Yeah.
good. I'm glad we're able to broadcast live because that'll be a nice way to get folks to hear you. And we always encourage live, but it's true, depression piece is real,
It is
right?
real.
And happily, we can broadcast and reach folks, and be there for them. I really can't wait, to have you in studio and be like old
No, I'm
timey,
like, oh my yes.
a live broadcast.
I
I
have not
mean,
done that in like 15, 20 years. I'm comfortable. For me, this, but the women's call a high school where they're shocked I'm a performer because I was very shy. Yeah, I would not have gotten on stage as intro to black drama. And I signed up because my new friend I met and called, she signed up. And the professor said, we're getting ready to do a play in a month. Sign up for what you want to do. I signed up for props. I'll do Came over to me. She said, I want you to do this monologue. She gave it to me and walked away. She would not even let me say no.
Wow.
She forced me on stage and completely changed my life. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you can talk to other performers. If you're shy or introverted, you don't lose it. You just learn how to deal with it and compensate because of what you get from being on stage and all the energy that comes. So I'm like, oh, man, okay. I'm glad you have an audience there, live group.
Oh yeah.
So
We'll
I
have
can
a
feed
nice
off
little
of that.
audience. Yes.
Yeah.
I like that, to feed off the audience for sure.
Oh, yeah. There's an energy. I tell folks, and when I teach theater, I said it's not a monologue. It's a dialogue. When you're on stage, you have a dialogue with the audience. They respond, and if you know your work, pay attention to how they're responding, and you can move them. You know, it's never a monologue. Never a monologue. It's always a dialogue.
I like that anecdote, because someone's listening
Yeah, and you can tell when
and
people are
receiving.
listening. I just talked a group of young people. I did a thing and I said, you know, silence is very loud and you can tell when people are listening. They're quiet, but it's so loud. You can feel it. You can feel silence.
And you know what? The word silent, when you mix up the letters, is listen.
No. Checking.
Right?
I love it.
I learned that in woman's circle.
Oh, I'm gonna be using
They
that.
brought, yeah. Is that amazing, right?
That's how I became a storyteller. My strength as an actor was in delivering monologue. Yeah. So I said, oh, I need money. Ain't no money in theater. You better supplement that. And so I became a storyteller.
I love the storytelling, and I hosted when Nia Grace put on Boss Town Festival. You were on one of the stages doing storytelling.
It's interesting with storytelling. There are fewer and fewer black storytellers. A lot of people don't know what it is. So they have to. I just did it. Talif, who's a wonderful vocalist, has created an event called Soul Sesh. And it was a group of, well, all right, younger musicians, folks who were like their 30s and early 40s. And they were singing and the music going. And I finally said to Leaf, can I do a story? And she said, oh, yes, go on up there. And I told them a story called The People Who Could Fly. And you, silence was loud. Everything stopped. And they listened to me tell this story, you know? And I said, okay, they loved it. Standing O. And a group of folks who are musicians and artists. And it was very clear that you just have to bring people to it and know what you're doing. They loved it. Takes them back to a younger time.
I was going to say, and opens up the imagination, right? And that connection.
And as a teller, somebody says, you're going to read a book? No. I'm going to become all the characters in the book. And so that's what I do. Different voices, all of
And then the African diaspora, or diaspora,
that.
you are a griot.
Yep, I am.
Yes.
I've been hired to do that. For different organizations, for different cultures. So, yeah, especially for dancers. So I let the
Oh, nice.
audience know what they're seeing. This is the background of
Wow.
what you're seeing, and this is how it started and all of that. Yeah, for real. It's cool.
Phenomenal woman.
I'm a hustler of the arts. I said that. If folks look at
Yes.
me, I am
And you're the first I've heard, a hustler of the arts. You go do that, okay? Because I hear you.
One of the things I started doing it, saying that, and at first I was a little shy about it, but hey, keeps people from asking me to do it for free.
Right.
I started calling myself a hustler of the art about 10, 15 years ago because folks try and guilt trip you. Well, you're giving to the community and blah, blah. Hey, it's exposure. That was my thing. You'll get exposed. Listen, I can't cook it, I can't eat it, and my landlady won't accept exposure. I need to get paid. The
Right.
reality of it. So when folks hear a hustle of the arts, immediately, if you have a sense, somebody's going to have to get paid without saying it. I call myself a hustler, you got to pay me.
Yes,
Yeah.
work it.
Well, I've been
I
doing it for.
love that.
Yeah. Folks need to know, and they'll lay a guilt trip on it. Okay, fine, but are you going to give me food? If you're
That's
not going to,
right.
you're going to pay everybody else here in your event, and you won't pay me? Oh, no. And that's for
And
all.
you walked away from your quote unquote day job, to do your art, to do your thing. A full on commitment. So yeah, you must be paid.
I gotta be
It's your
paid.
gig.
Yeah, I sure did. Manager for Cambridge Housing Authority. I had run housing. Yeah, I had run housing at three different universities. I managed dormitories, and the kids got on my nerves. And so I went into housing, got a job with the Cambridge Housing Authority as a manager, and walked away from that. I said, "You're crazy." Everybody said, "You're crazy," because it was good money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Followed your dream, followed your heart, right?
40 years ago. Yeah. Oh my
A
God.
leap of faith. I love it.
Yeah, I had a lifestyle coach, and what she said to me, she said, "You could always go back if it doesn't work." And I'm
True,
like,
that's true.
"It's true." And that's
Yeah.
all I needed. Okay, let's go for it. You can always go back.
Good advice.
Yeah. I did go back to Cambridge Housing Authority. They hired me as a performer.
I love it. Full circle moment.
I know.
So cool. That is awesome.
Hired me to perform. I was like, okay.
That is beautiful. You're on the Colors of Jazz, and there's a question I love to ask all my guests, so I gotta ask.
Go for it.
What color is influencing your day, or maybe you have a favorite color you'd like to share?
The colors, I have two colors that a lot of my clothes on. I got one on now, red and black. Black is my wardrobe. Red, I work with that.
Okay.
Yeah, those are my colors. I'm a Scorpio. That's Scorpio colors.
Okay.
I found out later, but I do move towards red and black. I love it. I mean, I have other colors. I just sort of last summer discovered pink for me.
Okay.
I never wore pink. And I got a pink. I said, "Oh, I look good in pink."
Like
Yeah,
a fuchsia, carnation, like
it's
what
like, yo,
shade of pink?
whole
A whole nother world.
But most of it, you see me sitting up here in red.
I love it.
This is fire.
Red like fire, fire and desire.
Yep, there it is. There it is. I really had to stop forcing myself not to get a lot of red. Black, yeah,
Yeah.
all of that. I go in my closet and can't find anything because everything's all black. It's like, where is it? Where is it? But those are my
Oh,
colors.
beautiful. How can people find you? Out on you're out on
Website. I have a
social
website.
media, you got a
It has to be
website?
updated. Yeah,
Yeah, go ahead.
ValerieStevens.com. It has to be updated. I just connected with my web person.
And it's Valerie Stevens with a PH.
Yep, I'm going on a couple of other pieces. I
What is
have
that? The blue?
blue
That you said
something.
when that new platform?
Yeah, there's two platforms. My friend in Germany,
Oh.
we go back. He's a musician. When he was here, he played with me, and he said he's leaving Facebook and IG. And he sent me, he said, "Go on these two. This is where I will be." But It's IG and FB. And on both IG and FB, it's Valerie Stevens 27.
Okay.
So you can find me. It's sort of hard to
You're out
hide
there.
around. FB is for the older crowd for the most part. IG is for
Yeah.
the youngers because they don't like to write. They want
Yeah,
pictures.
they want to do pictures and
Their
stuff, right?
pictures. So they don't have any narrative. People put stuff that they don't ask you, can we put this up? They just put it up.
It's true.
I used to
It's
try,
true.
control it as other folks, but no, so fine.
Yeah,
Whatever.
yeah.
But life is deep, so you just sort of go with it and laugh it off
Yeah.
and tip it.
I love that. Well,
So.
I can't wait to see you.
Ah,
I
thank
can't
you.
wait to hear you. And I can't wait for more than that. I can't wait for the listeners to hear you.
Yeah.
As I say, now you're one of the colors of jazz all stars.
All
Okay.
right.
All right. And so, and it'll be intergenerational.
I love it.
The span of ages is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah, I love it. I
Yeah,
love it.
so cool.
I will talk of the
Yeah.
history of Nina. I'll tell you one other thing. The three most influential people in my life, for the most part, were all born in the same year,
Is that right?
1993. My mother,
Oh.
my husband, who's no longer with us,
Oh.
and Nina Simone.
Oh.
They were all born in 1933. Yeah.
Well, that connects us because my mother was also born in 1933, which means she's in the room.
There it is. That was the year. Yeah.
I love that.
The last time I was in Worcester was 30 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's when I was doing theater. The theater company came to Worcester. I remember there was a circle and I got lost. I couldn't get out. And
Oh. Yeah.
that's probably why I haven't gone back, because I got scared.
OMG. They've been revamping the circles, but the
But you
circle
know what I'm
that
talking
is
about, right?
the same. Yeah.
Get out of
That's hilarious.
Worcester. That was the last time I was there. So I'm learning Worcester now through Simply Whitney and what she's doing there, and meeting you. And it's like, okay, you're like an hour away. It ain't that big a deal, but it's Worcester.
Yeah. Well, the heart of Massachusetts. And when you come in on Sunday, it'll be a breeze. You know, getting here on Sunday morning will be 40, I don't know, 45 minutes or so.
Okay.
Shouldn't be bad at all. And we're right behind, we are in the backyard of Hanover Theater. Yeah, we're situated pretty close to the highway, but I always say backyard of Hanover.
All right. Access too.
Yep.
Excellent. She's
Yeah.
shown me some really nice stuff that's going on. Introduced me to it.
Yeah.
I'm like, really, in Worcester? I just signed up to do Easter Sunday brunch at Grace by Nia, and I'm like,
Okay.
I gotta get some. We as Black people
Oh.
dress for Easter. I gotta get an
Yes.
outfit.
Oh, yes.
What
Oh,
am I gonna wear
yes.
for Easter? Might even wear some kind of hat for a minute till I start to sweat. Let's have fun. Let's just have fun.
Yes. I'm serious, you know?
Yeah,
That's
just.
my thing. Oh, the people are gonna be blown away.
I'm getting ready to hit the street. I'm out.
All right. Have fun. Be safe out there.
Okay,
Thank
you
you
take
so
care.
much.
I'm gonna hang
Okay.
up.
All
All right.
right. We'll talk.
We'll
We'll
talk
talk soon.
soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye
Bye-bye.
now. Bye.